professionalism. They all understand that choosing a mechanic is risky business. So Colorado Select...
Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Well, welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. Actually, it's not Scott and Red today. It's Tina Francon, and I'll be your host. Scott and Red are heading back to Colorado after finishing up a hog hunt in Texas with Lone Star Hunts. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of stories for you next week. And actually, Scott sent me a bunch of pictures. There's going to be some good eating this Christmas. So today's show is brought to you by the International Sportsman's Expo, and that will be January 15th through 18th at the Colorado Convention Center. Well, I have a great show lined up for you today, and our number is 303-477-5600 if you have any questions or comments. So, you know, since Scott has given me pretty much carte blanche today, I thought I'd theme this show around what the Sportsman of Colorado does in the winter, and, well, especially things I like to do in the winter. I am Tina Francone. I'm the senior firearms instructor and owner at Straightforward Shooting, and we'll talk a little bit about firearms instructions and safety. I'd really like to focus today on youth shooting, which is near and dear to my heart. I actually got into shooting because our son was in Cub Scouts, and they needed somebody to run the range for day camp. And so that's kind of how I got into it, and I love teaching. I love especially teaching kids, and really honestly, after I'd been running the range for about 5 years, I figured if I could teach 8-year-old boys how to shoot, I could teach grown-ups how to shoot. So, you know, if you do have some kids or, you know, or yourself who were interested in shooting and learning how to shoot, we'd be welcome in class. You know, our phone number is 720-989-9662. I am NRA certified firearms instructor and training counselor. So if you were looking to get your teaching credential to teach rifle, pistol, shotgun, muzzle-loading rifle, any of those disciplines, we have classes. And you can have a look at our website, which is www.straightforwardshooting.com. And so have a look up there. And we generally run our NRA basic pistol courses on the first Saturdays of the month. And the second Saturdays of the month, we have our concealed handgun courses. And we do that training out at the firing line in Aurora. And just a little bit about the firing line, where we do that. If you're new to shooting, or if you just really want to get back into shooting, the firing line, they really have a welcoming staff there. They're not going to bug you. They're not going to stand over your shoulder. They're easygoing, and even the sales guys there are not on commission. So, and they're really helpful. They'll help you make the right choice for your firearm, and no pressure. You can go in there as much as you want. You pick up whatever you want to. They'll help you pick a firearm for you. So, so I'll invite you to come in and have a look at the range. And, you know, the firing line has been out in Aurora for about 30 years, and they do buy guns and gun collections. I just did see that they do have a new line of ladies concealed carry bags. So if you wanted to go in and have a look there, I'll invite you in. The firing line is at 20 South Potomac in Aurora. It's off of 225 and Alameda. So go on in and have a look. Tell them Tina sent you. The shooting range is open to the public, and it's $14 a visit. There's no time limit. And just a little extra added bonus, they've got 22 long rifle ammo in stock. And that's been pretty hard for us to find, especially those of us who do rifle, or, you know, I do a lot of training with scouts. And that's been kind of hard to find. So if you're looking for a good place to shoot, a good, safe, clean, family-friendly place to shoot, I'd recommend the firing line. That's where we do our classes, too. So if you have any questions, you know, about training, about shooting, please give a call. The lines are open at 303-477-5600. And we'll talk a little bit more about shooting today, which is one of my favorite things to do. You know, actually, one of my favorite things to do is shotgun shooting. I like to shoot clays. And, you know, it takes a little bit of time to learn that timing and how to do that. But, you know, if you wanted somebody to coach or just to stand by you, I'd be happy to do that. So give us a call at Straightforward Shooting, 720-989-9662. I think just to give you a taste of what we're doing today, besides one of my favorite things, which is shooting, we'll also have Peter and Karen Bodie calling in from New York, and they'll be talking about their new book, Lost Ski Areas of Colorado's Front Range and Northern Mountains. We'll also talk to Brent Campbell, the Colorado District Manager of U.S. Law Shield, and he'll talk to you about how to keep yourself protected legally if you're involved in a self-defense shooting. And we'll also have available by phone a Colorado attorney who specializes in gun rights litigation. So get your questions lined up. And lastly, we'll have Robert Carroll, who will talk about the Spark Initiative, which is a nonprofit organization. And what they're doing is they're going to build a women's cycling and racing team, a national women's professional racing team. So we've got those things coming up for you. So again, if you want to call in, it's 303-477-5600 with your questions. So, not seeing anybody on the phones here, but let me talk a little bit about Sportsman of Colorado and Scott Watley and Red Merrill and what they're doing out in Texas. I don't know if you saw the pictures up on the website that when they came back from their last trip from Africa. Scott actually did send me some pictures of the hogs they had. He and Red had hunted while they were out in Texas this week. And that's pretty amazing. So if you have any stories that you want to share about hunting in Colorado, and really, what do you do in the wintertime, you sportsmen out there, you know, when it's a little bit cold, anything from ice fishing to hunting, give us a call. It's 303-477-5600. I don't see anybody on the lines here, so I'll just keep going. So a little bit more about shooting. You know, a lot of times I get questions from parents who say, when is the best time? When do I teach my kids about guns? And I'll tell you, as a firearms instructor with about 10 years experience, you know your kids best. And so you just decide when you feel your child is emotionally mature and they can understand what it is they're doing. And, you know, we're happy to have them in class if you feel that way. We're happy to teach your kids how to shoot. You know, there's been a lot of, you know, bad press about this, you know, young kids shooting and when do you shoot and how do you teach them how to shoot. You know, we like having families in, and we like having you take your, you know, take these classes with your kids, so you learn too, and they see that you're being safe, and so that can be a family sport. The thing I like most about shooting is it really is something that you can do when you're young, when you're old. You don't have to be a triathlete to be able to participate in the shooting sports. You know, once you think your child is ready and is able to, you know, we'll fit your child to the firearm that, you know, whichever discipline that you feel you need instruction in, we'll fit that firearm to him and make sure that they're being safe. So, you know, and no child really is too young to be able to start shooting. Really, you do need to impress on them those three rules. You know, always keep it pointed in a safe direction. Always keep your finger off the trigger till you're ready to shoot. And keep it unloaded until you're ready to shoot. So those three rules, I don't care what age your kid is, they're never too young to learn those rules. And even at the point where you've got a young child, 2, 3, 4, it's never too early to let them know if you see a gun, don't touch it. Leave it where it is. You know, walk away from it and go tell an adult. Don't pick it up. So those are things that you can tell your kids until you feel that they're ready for firearms training. And when they're ready for firearms training, I'm happy to have them in class. So, again, I'm Tina Francone with Straightforward Shooting. And we have in studio with us today, he's a little bit early, but we do have Brent Campbell from U.S. Law Shield. Welcome, Brent.
Well, hi. How are you, Tina? It's good to be here.
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good.
I know you had a crazy day today. I'm glad you could make it.
We're trying to cover other concealed carry classes and so forth, so it's one of those.
Yeah, one of those. But it's good to have that business, right?
Well, you're right, yeah.
That's right. It's good to be busy. So tell us a little bit about U.S. Law Shield and what it is you do.
Well, thank you. And just so that you know, we're going to have one of our independent program attorneys, Stan Marks. He'll be joining us momentarily, actually. He'll be calling in any moment. U.S. Law Shield is the largest firearms legal defense program of its kind in the country. In fact, we have over 100,000 members, but we're growing very rapidly. And in simple terms, we pay 100% of the attorney fees if anybody is ever accused of use of a firearm, and it provides immediate 24/7 access to that attorney. We actually provide the attorneys.
Wow. And so under what circumstances would you do that, Brent?
Well, if it's related to a firearm, and we'll see if we can't maybe share some of our stories. Some of the cases that have come up here in Colorado, for example, with some of our members, some of these are under current litigation. Some of them have been dismissed at this point. But we'll see if we can't share some of those when Stan is on the phone. But in simple terms, we have, for example, a case just recently where a member was engaged in a situation. Somebody was upset with him on the road. He tried to get out of the situation, but they wouldn't let it go. He did not threaten them in any fashion, and yet he ended up being charged, in his case, with disorderly conduct because it was evident he had a firearm. Didn't use it, didn't show it, at least didn't deliberately show it. It was evident. See, that gives you an example. Folks can be, they get caught up in these situations all the time, and that's where we help them.
Well, that's wonderful. And you know, I really appreciate you coming in today, Brent. And you are the State District Sales Manager for U.S. Law Shield.
Right.
And I just want to give a shout out for your phone number. It's 877-474-7184. And the website is www.uslawshield.com and www.gunlawseminar.
Hard
that's
to say.
A long
gunlawseminar.com.
.com. And you know, and can you, well, we're running up on the break here. So why don't we go to a break here, and we'll be right back with more of Sportsmen of Colorado. And
hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the reloading zone. From handguns to ARs, the reloading zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading Zone has a few openings this month. Call now 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and we have just made a special purchase of pre-owned 2014 General Motors cars, trucks, and SUVs, selling them for about half the original price new, and they don't have hail. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
The Dana Show, tonight at 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado Radio. My name is Tina Francon, and I'm your guest host. Scott and Red are out in Texas with Lone Star Hunts, hunting hogs. So I'm pleased to be here to be your guest host today. I have in studio here with me Brent Campbell from U.S. Law Shield. He's the state district sales manager for U.S. Law Shield. Well, thanks for hanging around, Brent.
It's fun.
I got a lot more questions for you.
All right,
here.
We'll do it.
You know, as a firearms instructor, I do teach concealed handgun courses, and you know, a lot of that class is talking about the Colorado statutory provisions and how they relate to concealed carry in Colorado.
Right.
And one of the things I tell my students is, if you're going to carry concealed, you need to know what the statute says, where you can carry, how you can carry. And most importantly, what happens if you're involved in a self-defense shooting?
Right.
So, and that's kind of where you come in, Brent, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, if you consider U.S. Law Shield, there's no cap. It's unlimited. We pay 100% of your attorney fees, both criminal and civil. If you're ever accused of use of a firearm, I gave an example a moment ago, and I was very brief about it. Stan can talk more, but we were just talking about a case where somebody didn't pull a gun, they didn't do anything else, but they were charged nevertheless, and that's where we stepped in to pay 100% of their attorney fees to represent them. But these things come up all the time. You'd be amazed.
Well, you know, I get students in class, and a lot of times they'll think, well, now I have my concealed handgun permit, I'm good to go. I'm just going to strap it on, and I'm going to go out and defend the universe. And they think it's like on TV. Well, of course, if I have justification, or I fall into one of those statutory categories where I'm authorized to use deadly force to defend myself or you know, the life of another
right.
human being, that's where it ends. Of course, it's all good. Of course, I was defending myself. It was, you know, I was under the impression that I was under, you know, the immediate threat of death
right.
or great
right.
bodily injury. So, and that's going to be the end of it. But that's not true, is
no,
it?
No, that's what? True. In fact, one of the things, sometimes this brings a gasp in a seminar, but folks don't realize that if you have actually used your firearm, if you've discharged a round, chances are that it's almost a sure bet. Not only will you be taken into custody, you'll be arrested, you will probably be charged. Now, that's not universally true, but it is almost. It happens in almost every instance. But something else that we have learned is in most situations, if the gun has actually been fired, it will be followed by a civil suit as well. And talk about expensive. If you thought the criminal part was bad, civil is just something else. So that's one of those things folks really need to know. They need to go on to additional training with folks like you and others. They need to continue that process, but certainly they need to recognize the need to have those protections for both criminal and civil defense.
Brent, if I wanted to find out a little bit more about what you do and what U.S. Law Shield does, how could I learn about that?
Well, You know, one of the best things to do, actually, would be to come to one of our seminars. We hold these all over Colorado. Most of them at this point right now is all up and down the Front Range. We're starting to move into Fort Collins, Greeley, Loveland, and so forth. But if one of your listeners would go to gunlawseminar.com, you can see a list of all of our upcoming dates. I'm adding more almost daily. We have, I think we have something like 17 seminars just in January, and I expect to see even more than that. Folks come to these and are totally engaged. It's an opportunity. We bring in both criminal defense and law enforcement, and you have a chance to ask your questions. They are fascinating, but that would probably be one of the best ways to do it.
Well, that's great. And, Brent, I think we have Stan Marks on the line. He's one of the Colorado lawyers with U.S. Law Shield. And you said you had I'm sure he's got some stories to tell.
Oh, man. Stan, is he on the line right now?
I am on the line.
All right. Stan, I'm going to let you tell them more about who you are and what you've done and your experience, and maybe you can share some cases.
More than happy to do that. I am a criminal defense lawyer, and I have been such in Colorado for in excess of 40 years. Our practice is related to all avenues of criminal law. Most specifically, though, we are handling numerous cases related to use of firearms or merely the carrying of a firearm. And, Brent, you made a reference to one of the cases that I've related to you where it raises the issue of concealed carry and it raises the issue and points out the aspect of the law that we provide the representation whether the gun is actually utilized or not. But in the case you were referring to, it was an individual who was involved in a verbal driving altercation back and forth and stopped his vehicle, and the other party who had been following him and threatening him pulled up in within probably 20 feet. The person that's now our client was threatening, and our client merely got out of the car. He did have a firearm holstered. He made it apparent that he was carrying the firearm in the holster, never pulled the holster. And the long and the short is he was charged in a municipal court with disorderly conduct. And one point I'd like to make, as you were chatting about having a concealed weapon permit and certain responsibilities and aspects of the law related to it, whether you have a concealed weapon permit or not really doesn't directly impact the issue of whether you're using self-defense appropriately or make my day.
Right.
It's merely what it does is it allows you to carry under certain circumstances, but it in and of itself is not a defense in the form of self-defense.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Right. And so, Brent, do you have any specials for our Sportsman of Colorado listeners today?
Well, I tell you what, and the best way to do this, U.S. Law Shield, as I mentioned, actually I didn't go into details, but it's $10.95 a month. We actually pay 100% of the attorney fees, both criminal and civil, for $10.95 a month. If they sign up annually, we will also offer them an additional 2 free months of coverage. If they sign up with a spouse, it'll only be $240 instead of 12 times 1095 would be 13140 times 2 would be at 262. We'll do it for 240 for husband and wife. That covers them in the state of Colorado. We did that to keep the cost as low as possible. But if they travel, an extra $2.95 will give them coverage in all 50 states, as well as the District of Columbia. If they have minor children, it's only $2. So the special you mentioned, I will give them 2 free months of coverage. If they'd like to call in today, we'll get them fixed up. But in addition to that, if they call in and I have a chance to work with them, I will fix their rates. I will give them a Platinum Plus certificate that will fix their costs forever. Those rates will never rise, and that's today's special.
Wow. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, and I know some of the listeners are out there, and they're thinking, you know, I am never going to use that. I don't know if I should pay. Really, can you give me kind of a ballpark estimate about what civil lawsuit or a criminal lawsuit would you know, what's a rough estimate of what that would cost?
Sure. Well, we have Stan on the line. Now, Stan is a criminal defense attorney here in Colorado. Stan, I'll let you answer the criminal side. How would you peg the costs of typical representation? I don't know how you want to do that. You tell us.
Well, Brent, it is across the board, you know, from a, you know, if someone walks into my office and it has unrelated to Law Shield and, you know, you may have a fee as low as $5,000, and we've had fees that are in six figures. But it raises the question. I'd like to address an issue that is raised in a lot of the seminars. So everyone's aware, we do not work or represent Law Shield, our law firm. Our law firm is totally independent. We basically have a contract agreement with Law Shield. But the point being is our client is whoever we're representing. It is not Law Shield. And that's important, I believe, to make clear to individuals that our allegiance is to the case.
Good
and
point.
Whatever comes up in the case. From the civil end, and I'm not a civil practitioner, but, you know, you probably have similar type fees, because if there's a situation where someone is shot, someone is injured, there's a defense, the self-defense, those are the most litigated type of cases in state court and actually in federal court, but primarily in state court. And being so contested, because you have two parties that think they are right, you are correct in your statement that it can result in civil liability, a civil lawsuit. And here again, I don't practice that aspect, but I would imagine that a defense in a civil case wherein someone was shot and there was serious bodily injury, it would be tens of thousands of dollars.
Yikes.
Yeah, and it can go even higher than that. We've had cases that ran over $250,000 for civil defense matters, and we pay 100% of those attorney fees.
So I had a question for you, Brent and Stan. You know, being a firearms instructor, you know, and you know, the possibility of, you know, having litigation come out of my proper use of a firearm, you know, really, how often does that happen?
How often does litigation arise from use of a firearm?
What types, I mean, you know, roughly, you know, how often do these things really happen?
Well,
Brent,
go ahead,
Stan.
I
can comment briefly on it. If you have a firearm and you use a firearm in self-defense, there is a very significant probability that you're going to be charged or you're going to be sued civilly. In the case I referenced earlier, our client did nothing more than get out of his vehicle and display the firearm, never took the firearm from the holster, never took it off his hip, and he was charged with disorderly conduct. So it's difficult to quantify exactly how often it happens. You know, there aren't self-defense cases every day, but there are cases related to carrying firearms. You know, if you're open carrying, which you can do in Colorado, and you walk into a mall, and maybe there's a sign display that restricts the carrying open by the private party. Those type of situations can result in charges being filed.
Well, thanks so much, Stan. We got to take a short break, but we'll be back with more of Sportsman of Colorado.
Hi, I'm Trevin Stoltzvus with Outback Outdoors. I want to invite you to come check out the most advanced line of hunting bows and accessories at No Limits Archery today. They have everything you need to be successful on your hunt this season, including Hoyt's 2014 lineup, the Hoyt Carbon Spider, the most technologically advanced bow on the market. The Factor, Hoyt's premier 30-inch lightweight hunting bow, the Hoyt Charger, and the Hoyt Ignite, two loaded bows that won't break your wallet. Also, don't miss out on their full line of high-end Hoyt accessories. Everything you need to outfit your bow. Stop in today to check out the latest deals at No Limits Archery. You won't be disappointed. That's No Limits Archery, 303-270-0185. That's 303-270-0185, and that's nolimitarchery.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley with Sportsman of Colorado. Let me tell you about a great family-owned gun store in Sedalia, Rampart Firearms. Buy, sell, trade, and they even offer consignment. A great supply of ammo and gunsmith services are available. Open 7 days a week. They offer a 4% tax rate, $20 transfers, and special ordering is available. And they're also a Class 3 dealer. Rampart Firearms, you'll find a friendly, knowledgeable staff, selection, service, and savings. Tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros, weekdays at 10 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado Radio. I am Tina Francone. I'm guest hosting today for Scott and Red, who are out hog hunting in Texas. And I'm glad to be here today. You know, Scott was gracious enough to give me pretty much carte blanche today as to what this radio program was going to be about. So I just figured I would do what I like to do. And what does a sportsman of Colorado do in the wintertime? Well, at least for me, I like to ski. We were going to have in studio today, or either by phone, Karen and Peter Bodie, who have written a book, The Lost Ski Areas of Colorado's Front Range and Northern Mountains. I tell you, I've read the book. It's pretty cool. They've got some fantastic photos of some ski areas that used to be, and they are no more, and some ski areas that are still there, but they've changed significantly. But if you wanted to have a look, you can go to the website historypress.net. And the book is also available at Tattered Cover, Barnes & Noble, the Book Bar, and, you know, a lot of other places. So if you're looking for that that unique gift for your skier, Lost Ski Areas of Colorado's Front Range and Northern Mountains by Karen and Peter Bodie would be a good gift. I got a couple for those skiers on my Christmas list. So have a look. So thanks so much. I just wanted to give a shout out to Maureen. Maureen, I think you were on the line earlier. You had some questions about concealed carry, and we lost you for some reason. So if you're still listening, please call back in. I'd love to answer some questions for you. And now we have Robert Carroll, and who's going to tell us a little bit about the Spark Initiative Limited. It's a nonprofit organization, and they want to develop a national women's professional racing team. So, welcome, Robert. How are you?
I'm good, Tina. Thank you for having me.
Did you ride here today?
I certainly did.
Did you really?
I figured if I'm going to be talking about bikes and bike racing, I might as well ride mine.
Well, excellent. Well, welcome. So tell us a little bit about Spark Women's Racing.
Spark Women's Racing is a new program in development for a women's elite cycling team based in Littleton, Colorado. The team will be focused on the categories of Pro 1-2. Those are the USA Cycling elite ranks for the sport.
And so what are the differences between those ranks? How do you categorize?
For women, the categories start at category 4, and then you move up to 3, 2, 1, and then into pro.
Okay. And I think we had talked the other day, and you told me a little bit about a master's category for the old ladies like me.
Well, there are age categories, and those are 35 plus, 45 plus, 55 plus, yeah. 65 plus. I believe they go that far.
Well, great. So, talking to you, Robert, and women's racing is cycling is not been kind of like shooting sports has not been at the top of the ticket when people start to think about sports in Colorado. Tell me a little bit about what you've been doing to help bring cycling to the forefront as a viable sport for women.
Well, really, I'm just riding on the coattails of others that are really doing the push, really nationally and internationally. There's Catherine Bertin, who wrote and directed a movie called Half the Road, and that chronicles the passion, pitfalls, and power of women's professional cycling. Also, Robin Farina of the Women's Cycling Association, she does a lot of work to really get the word out and develop stronger programs for women cycling.
Are you seeing an increase in women who are interested in cycling?
There's a huge women's cycling is probably the fastest growing division in sport right now in the world. It's women's cycling is such a viable activity. It's attractive. It has provided inspiration for women around the world to become athletes, despite in some countries oppressive laws. It has created worldwide positive social change. It's breathed new life into the sport and into the cycling industry. Lots of new products, innovations, and technology specific for women continue to rise in the market.
So, like shooting sports, it's not just for guys anymore, is it?
No, women, there was in the 90s, women's cycling was a lot stronger, and now there's a real push to get more high-level races for women, things, coinciding with the U.S. Pro Cycling Challenge here in Colorado. I know there's plans for other races with the Tour of California, Tour of Utah, as well as I know that they're working on getting more multi-day program, more multi-day races with the Tour de France as well.
Well, that's great. And if you're a newbie, you like cycling and you thought, I'd really like to compete. How would you do that?
Best way, there are a number of women's programs in the local Colorado, Denver area, Boulder and Golden, that really provide good instruction for women that are interested in getting into racing. The Spark Initiative is going to be a part of that by creating programs for, we want to focus on some of the high school kids and providing training throughout the winter, clinics, as well as hopefully sponsoring a number of the high school riders and getting them out on the road, as well as, helping them in their mountain bike endeavors.
So we're talking, mountain biking too, not just road bikes.
Yes, the whole sport of cycling for women is just really taking off. I mean, there's cyclocross, mountain biking, road cycling. It's just amazing to watch and see how much growth is out there, and how much it's just inspiring to see the sport that I have loved for more than 30 years just continue to grow and change.
Well, you know, it's great, and I've been looking at some of your materials here, Robert, you know, about the Spark Initiative, and, you know, and I know you and I talked about it, and I know there are some people that say, well, that's kind of weird that a guy wants to put together a women's cycling team.
I've heard that a number of times.
So why do you, why your enthusiasm for this sport, and especially for women?
Well, I started racing bikes at the age of 13. I grew up in Chicago. And I came out here every summer throughout high school to race my bike. And then when I graduated high school, I immediately packed up and moved out here to keep racing. And it's just always been an important, very important part of my life. Cycling has just always meant freedom, strength. It has just in difficult times in life, sometimes it's just great to get on your bike and go out and ride into the hills, and it's a great way to just continue to be healthy and feel good. And I want to be a part of developing the sport in a positive way and seeing other people develop and grow and go after the opportunities that that I believe they deserve, particularly for women.
So, Robert, if we've got some listeners out here, some ladies or even some of the gentlemen who think their lady might be interested in some of this, how would they get in touch with you?
We do have a website. We have a website and a Facebook page. SparkWomen'sRacing.com is the website. We're also on Facebook. Just search Spark Women's Racing. As well as you can send me an email, info.sparkwomensracing@gmail.com. And those are the best ways to get in touch with me.
Okay. Do you have any events coming up on the horizon where maybe we can, you know, have a look, or you have any clinics scheduled?
I don't have anything scheduled right now. We are in the development process of really structuring what the team is going to look like, as well as putting together the criteria for the Spark Initiative, which is obviously more of our outreach, and we'll be doing things through that. There is Pedal Racing is a local team, and obviously Spark Women's Racing is powered by Pedal. Pedal is a local bike shop in Littleton. Great, great bike shop. And they have a team called Pedal Racing, and Pedal Racing was started last year for category 4 and 5 beginning racers that have never raced before. And so there's a lot of opportunity there for women who haven't raced before and would really like to have an opportunity. I know that there's a lot of work being done right now to develop the women's program so that we can have women coming in. And we also want to attract, you know, some of the younger riders and bring them in and help develop them. And then Spark Women's Racing would be an avenue for them to move into the elite and professional ranks.
Well, thanks, Robert. We got to take a short break, and then we'll come right back with you with Robert Carroll from Spark Women's Racing. And thank you for listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be back in just a minute.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and we have just made a special purchase of pre-owned 2014 General Motors cars, trucks, and SUVs, selling them for about half the original price new, and they don't have hail. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at lynnlylechevy.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
The Dennis Miller Show, 10 p.m. weeknights on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado Radio. This is Tina Francone, Straightforward Shooting, guest hosting today for Scott and Red. They're out hog hunting in Texas with Lone Star Hunts, and boy, I saw the pictures of what they got. It's going to be a good Christmas this Christmas, and I'm sure they'll be back with a lot of stories for you next week. And just to get back in, Maureen, we have Maureen on the line. We had her earlier, but then we lost her. So, Maureen, how can I help you today?
I'm calling to ask if you'd be willing to tell me what your fee is for CCW and for training.
Oh, you know, I forgot to mention that, didn't I?
I didn't know whether you just didn't want to or what.
No, of course not. We do our concealed handgun courses out at the firing line in Aurora. Mm-hmm. The cost for that is normally $175 for our, but for our Sportsman of Colorado listeners, it's $125. We do 5 hours of training. 4 hours of classroom, and then 1 hour we set aside for live fire. So we'll teach you how to, you know, we'll start you on that defensive shooting program, and so you'll know how to practice. You'll know what you need to do.
Okay. Well, now I'm a little bit confused. Is the CCW and training all in together for the price, or what? Is there a separate cost or what?
No, so you know, it's 5 hours of training, and at the end of that, you'll you know, if you pass, then you'll walk out with your certificate, your firearms instruction certificate, and that certificate of training will allow you to apply for your concealed handgun permit.
Oh, I see. That's great.
Yeah, and where do you live, Maureen? What
city? I live
in
Aurora, and I did stop in at firing line one day, and people were very, very nice, and I thought that would be a good place to get my training.
Well, you know, we like to think that we're a little bit different than everybody. We are teachers, mm-hmm. not shooters. So we want to make sure that you're being safe with your firearm, that you understand, you know, the laws that concern concealed carry. And we also want to help you, you know, choose a concealment device for you, whether you're carrying it on your body or off your body.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that you know what you need to do defensively, and you know, we're gonna coach you to your best level, so that you know the next time when you go to practice, and I'm gonna encourage you to practice.
Yes.
You know what you're doing, and you can feel comfortable going to the range yourself. So.
Well, that's just great, and thank you so much for the information. I'll be in soon. Well,
very good. Thank you so much, Maureen. You have
thank
a great day.
You as well. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
And this is Tina Francone with Straightforward Shooting. I'm here guest hosting for Scott and Red while they're out hunting. And I have in studio here with me Robert Carroll from Spark Women's Racing. We're talking about this new initiative, this Spark initiative, to get a national level women's racing team. And Robert, we were talking during the break. Tell me, you know, I'm excited about this because I love to cycle. How do I get involved?
There's a couple of ways that you can get involved. There's always ways that people can help volunteer assistance. We still have lots of things in the development phase for Spark Initiative as well as Spark Women's Racing. So again, if you want to reach out, you know, send me an email. Again, that email is info.sparkwomensracing@gmail.com. If you're interested as well, there's other ways, and becoming a sponsor and a partner of Spark Women's Racing and Spark Initiative is a great way to have good exposure for your brand or your company. Your brand exposure, it's on a local, state, regional, and national level. A cycling team is training or racing. Your company's brand is highly visible to thousands of people a day. We are the ambassadors of carrying your brand into the marketplace through exposure on team racing kits, team vehicles, tents, social media, team websites, banners, and obviously making sure that you are represented as well in local cycling events.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Robert. I appreciate you being in studio here with
thank
us
you.
Today. That was Robert Carroll. And just to wrap up with you, I think we're getting close to the end here. Just wanted to remind you that today's show was brought to you by the International Sportsman's Expo. And that'll be January 15th through 18th at the Colorado Convention Center. I got to tell you, I went last year and I thought, oh, really? What are you going to have out there? You're going to have enough out there for me to look at? It was incredible. They had a fishing pond set up in the middle. You could go out and you could cast and all kinds of things to do related to the outdoors. And hunting, shooting, fishing, equipment and guides. And, I went and talked to a few of those guides out there. But if you have a chance, that's January 15th through 18th out at the Colorado Convention Center, the International Sportsman's Expo. Really a fun day. Bring your kids. I tell you, it's about as much fun as you can have in one spot for a couple of hours. So to close us out today, I just wanted to talk a little bit more about safety, firearm safety, because that's near and dear to my heart. I tell our students, my first priority is to make sure that you're being safe. Because if you're being safe with your firearm, those skills will come. You know, you train, you practice. And those skills will come to you, but they won't if you're not being safe. And I'll tell you, the fun stops if you get hurt. So, always our first priority is to make sure that you're being safe. Secondly, we're going to make sure that you have equipment that's suited for you. It's not too big. It's not too small. You know, we have a lot of ladies in class and, their husbands, bless their heart, we're, really convinced that they need one type or another of a gun, and it's simply too big for their hand or too heavy. So we're going to make sure that you're fitted properly and that you're shooting something that you're comfortable with. And, we're always, again, we're looking to make sure that you're being safe with your firearm, and we want to make sure that we answer all your questions. And, I've been shooting for over 30 years, and, to try and compress what I know about firearms into 5 hours, it's really not going to happen. So we've supplemented our training with especially the concealed handgun class. We do have a 140-page ebook that you get when you leave, because I know we talk a lot about stuff, and and 3 months later you'll be sitting around going, I know we talked about that in class. I just don't. It's in the training materials, and you've got that as a reference to take home with you. So our goal at Straightforward Shooting is to make sure that you understand what you're doing, and then to provide some resource for you in case you do have some questions. We intend for this to be a long-term relationship, so we're happy to always answer questions. And speaking of questions, if you have any, you know, we got a little bit of time here. You can call in 303-477-5600. If you have any questions, happy to answer them for you. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, you know, I don't need training because, using a firearm isn't rocket science. You put the ammunition in, you pull the trigger, you know, it goes bang, something comes out the end. It isn't rocket science. But, you know, if you're interested in learning a little bit more about guns, about, you know, how the detail of how they work and the difference between a semi-automatic and a revolver, difference between a muzzle loader and a rifle or a shotgun, please feel free to give us a call at Straightforward Shooting, and we're at 720-989-9662. Or you can take a look on the web at www.straightforwardshooting.com. You know, we're always happy to help. And again, I'm Tina Francone with Straightforward Shooting, and I'm guest hosting today for Scott Whatley and Red Merrill, who are out hog hunting in Texas with Lone Star Hunts. They're going to have some magnificent stories, I'm sure, to tell you when they get back. Boy, I saw the pictures they got. I don't know how they get them home. I'm not sure how they get those hogs home, but they're pretty big. They got a lot of them. So they'll be excited to tell you about them next week. And so thank you for joining us today. I appreciate you being with us today. If I don't talk to you before then, you all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks so much from Sportsman of Colorado Radio.
On KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
Tom Tancredo has joined Grassroots Radio Colorado Mondays at 5 with Chris Cook on KLZ 560.
This is Kim Evans with Lawford Solutions. Join me and Scott Whatley every Saturday from 4 to 4:30 p.m. for information pertaining to seniors and their families on Seniors on the Move Radio, KLZ 560.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I mountain bike. I love being in the woods, on near vertical trails. I relish the challenge when I can appreciate the best nature has to offer. So it was only natural that I would choose a career in the elements, where I can make a difference. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard.